Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, December 7th. Great weekend of racing today. Hope you all been making some money the last few weeks. As always, this podcast sponsored by our friends at amwager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R.com, a legal betting site with many tracks and lots of benefits for the handicapper and better, lots of tools. You can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, at Amwager. Click on Handicapping and L-Star's blog. We're going to start with one of four great races at Aqueduct on the Saturday card. We're going to start early. Spaced their stakes out here, so we're going to start with race 2 at Aqueduct on Saturday, December 7th. That is the Winter Memories Stakes, and post time of 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Toon showed her cards as being something special in her U.S. debut in October at Keeneland when she rallied from 8th of 11, was still 7th with a quarter mile to go, and easily drove past six horses to draw off late. Toon had been off for 6 months prior to that, but was well-regarded at 5-2 in a stakes in France last March after breaking her maiden first asking in a 15-horse field 13 months ago in October. Castellana rode her in the win at Keeneland, rides her back, and she beat older in that race, so although she's moving up to stakes from allowance, she's also going from 3-year-olds up to 3-year-olds only, so it's not really a hike in class. The 100 Equibase speed figure earned is not only the best last race in the field, but the best figure in the field. So with logical improvement, second off the layoff, Toon, it should be tough to deny here. Feel Glorious appears to be the main contender, particularly as she won the identical Memories of Silver Stakes in April in her second U.S. start, after winning an allowance race in her U.S. debut, the same as Toon did last time out. That win came on this course at Aqueduct, and although she hasn't won in 5 races since she enters the race, off her best race since the win, a runner-up effort in the tougher Grade 2 Sands Point under Alvarado, who was up for the first time that day and rides her back. With the rail, Feel Glorious has a shot to save ground and make a bold rally to be right there at the wire with Toon. For exotics, we'll also use Atomic Blonde, Sorrentina Limone, who opens as the 3-1 favorite, Jubuticaba, Shelter Island, Tass, and On the Town. Talking about a couple of these, Atomic Blonde has done a little wrong in 3 starts with 2 wins and a second. But the first 2 were at Monmouth for Pletcher, which kind of means she's the second string in his barn. She did ship to Belmont for a first-level allowance win on October 5th, a few days earlier than Toon won at Keeneland. And she ran well, earning a 94 figure, a little lower compared to Toon's 100. But she can move up, and she also drops from 3-year-olds and up to 3-year-olds. Sorrentina Lemon is 2-for-2, winning in January, then in September. So she's had layoffs after each win, and that's a slight concern. But it must be noted the horse she beat in her last race at the first level allowance level, Nay Lady Nay, has won 2 stakes since then, including the graded Mrs. Revere at Churchill last weekend. In the Winter Memories, race 2 at Aqueduct post 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on Saturday, 12-7. Tuned is a win bet at 9-5 or higher, a low odds overlay win bet to be sure. Feel Glorious can be bet at 5-2 or more to win. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. It allows you to enter the amount you want to win or the amount you want to bet, and it allocates it based on the odds. AmWager has a free Dutching tool among many other great features. AmWager.com. In the exactas, Toon and Feel Glorious over, Toon, Feel Glorious, Atomic Blonde, and Sorrentina Limone, and then come back and play Toon and Feel Glorious over, Toon, Feel Glorious, Atomic Blonde, Sorrentina Limone, Jubuticaba, Shelter Island, Tass, and On the Town. For the trifecta, we're going to play Toon and Feel Glorious over, Toon, Feel Glorious, Atomic Blonde, and Sorrentina Limone over all. Moving down the card at Aqueduct to race 6, the Gopher Wand. Post time, 2:09 Eastern on Saturday, 12-7. And I was going to skip this 6-horse race with a 3-5 favorite in Spiced Perfection. But upon closer examination, I found it to be very playable because She has no edge over a couple of others in here. Spice Perfection has never run a one-turn mile. The only time she ran a mile or more was 18 months ago and second in a Calbred Stakes race. Spice Perfection is a late-running sprinter with talent. She won the Grade 1 Madison in the spring and the Grade 2 TCA in the fall, but at shorter distances. But she's off 5 months coming into this race after a dismal effort at 7-2 with no excuse in the Humana Distaff at 7 furlongs on May. And then she had no excuse, at least for not finishing second, when fourth in the Breeders' Cup Filly Amer sprint behind Covfefe, particularly as she was second at the eighth pole. I'll look elsewhere, particularly as she's never run an aqueduct and is training at Churchill Downs. One of the two I'm going to look at is Cigarro Row, who won her only start over the track 4 weeks ago in the Pumpkin Pie Stakes at 7 furlongs, rallying from last of 7 to win easily by 4, and not as the favorite. Rosario rides back, has been up for all 3 wins since she moved to the Stidham Barn, and Cigarro Row's last race, 104 Equibase figure, is just 1 point shy of the best figure of any horse in the field, and those are far superior to the rest. That best figure belongs to another broad, the other horse with the bulk of the probability to win, in my opinion. Another broad ran poorly in the Beldame Grade 2 in September after 2.5 months off, but rallied for second in the similar Grade 3 turnback at the Alarm after that race 5 weeks ago. The cutback from 9 furlongs to 8 doesn't hurt her chances, as she's won at the trip, and she won the 200,000 Top Flight Invitational in April over the track. So this race, although at a Grade 3, which carries the 250,000 purse, is virtually the same as the Top Flight. Another broad's last race, 105 figure, is faster than the best figure, heavy money line favorite, Spice Perfection, ever earned 100. So she's a definite play as well. In the Gopher Wand, race 6 at Aqueduct on Saturday, December 7th, post 209 Eastern, 1109 Pacific. I bet both here. Win bets are recommended on Cigarro Row and Another Broad at 2-1 or more. Exact the box, Cigarro Row and Another Broad. Just leave the favorite out. For the trifecta, we just might make an easy box. Box Cigarro Row, Another Broad, and Spice Perfection, and the trifecta. It's probably going to make maybe even money. Not bad, considering it's a 6-horse field and these three stand out. Moving down the card at Aqueduct to the big race for 2-year-olds, the Remsen Stakes, race 9, post 3:43 Eastern, 12:43 Pacific on Saturday, 12:07. And Forza d'Oro appears to be a stone-cold runner for Mott, who's usually conservative except when he knows he's got a horse which can make the leap from maiden to stakes. With young horses, Mott is superb at this kind of judgment, using examples like Country House, who ran second in the Risen Star off a maiden, Hoffberg, second in the Florida Derby last year off a maiden, as just 2 examples. Forza d'Oro ran second to Ajuweed, who's in this race, in his debut in September, and improved considerably at 8.5 furlongs, 1 turn last month at Belmont, earning 86 figure, bound to be improved upon in his third career start. Forza d'Oro put in a great work on 11:27 prepping for the race and gets a good post to save ground, just like he did from the rail last out. The only other foal of the dam, Silver Dust, is a multiple stakes winner, over 600 grand earned, and this colt, Forza d'Oro, found a fairly weak field but shouldn't be pounded at the windows, opening as a lukewarm 3-1 favorite. Informative and amends interest me a lot more than lower odds horses like Ajuweed, who bombed with no excuse in the Breeders' Futurity off the maiden win and who hasn't been seen in 2 months, or like Chase Tracker, who won powerfully first out and no excuse for third in the Nashua, who now adds blinkers. Alpha 66 shows the same pattern, breaking his maiden in September with a lackluster fifth in the Champagne and now taking blinkers off. The latter two are trained by Pletcher. In my opinion, when a top trainer tries something like changing blinkers in a stakes, I'm pretty wary. On the other hand, Informative missed by a nose in the James F. Lewis at Laurel last month, earned the best last race figure in the field, 97. He's going to be a nice price here. Amends won as he pleased at the same trip as Forza d'Oro with a decent 84 figure. And a horse with great breeding, Uncle Mo out of Medaglia d'Oro mare, and trained by Shug McGee, I can't imagine why Informative opens at 12-1. Amends opens at 12-1, as does Informative. In the Remsen, race 9 at Aqueduct, post 3:43 Eastern, 12:43 Pacific on Saturday, 12:07. Definitely a low odds overlay win bet on Forza d'Oro at 9-5. Small win bets should be considered on Informative and Amends at 4-1 or more. Exacta box, Forza d'Oro, Informative and Amends. Another Exacta, Forza d'Oro over Informative and Amends. Trifecta, Forza d'Oro over Informative and Amends overall, and a second trifecta using those two long shots to come in third, if not second. Forza de Oro overall over Informative and Amends. Now, for doubles. I really like the double, almost a cold double here, Forza de Oro in race 9 with Spun to Run in race 10. And personally, I'll be making this a large bet. For smaller amounts, Forza de Oro in race 9 with Spun to Run, Maximum Security, Pat on the Back, Network Effect, Looking at Bikinis, and Tale of Silence in race 10. And one more, which is all in race 9 in case something wacky happens, with Spun to Run in race 10, and another double of all in race 9 with Spun to Run, Maximum Security, Pat on the Back, Network Effect, Looking at Bikinis, and Tale of Silence. I usually play these for a buck, so it's not too much money. Moving on to the feature, 10th race, the Cigar Mile, post 416 Eastern, 116 Pacific. Spun to Run possesses a double advantage in the speed figure category, historically very significant. Two back in October, he won the Belezzi Appreciation Mile powerfully by 6 3/4 in hand to earn a career-best 119 EchoBase figure, and 3 weeks later proved no fluke when controlling the pace in front, easily winning the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, which was my top pick on this sheet, by 2 3/4 length, earning a 117 figure at 9-1. The double advantage comes from the fact those two figures of 119 and 117 are higher than the last two figures of any other horse in the field, and it'll be very difficult for another horse to jump up to that level or for Spun to Run to regress significantly. Irad Ortiz, who leads all jockeys in North American earnings in 2019, takes the return engagement on Spun to Run, and he has two really strong workouts since the Breeders' Cup, so he should be very tough to beat. He'll be the second favorite and very playable. Pat on the Back and Maximum Security both warrant consideration as well, with Pat on the Back a much better bet at higher odds. Pat on the Back is 9-26 in dirt, and perhaps more importantly, won the last two times he raced the one-turn mile. He won the Commentator in May with a 110 figure, then after a layoff and sprint prep, stretched out and won the Grade 2 Kelso with a 106 figure. So 110 and 106, nowhere near 117 and 119 is Spun to Run, but very good, and actually as good as Maximum Security. Following the Kelso, Pat on the Back finished third at 9 furlongs, also a 106 figure, and cuts back to 8, which is his trip. Maximum Security really needs no talking up. 6-8. One of the losses came in this year's Derby. He earned the 111 in the Derby, nearly duplicated that with a 109 in the Pegasus when second, improved back to 111, winning the Bold Ruler at the end of October. Considering the Cigar Mile is his second off 3 months, Maximum Security could run even better, but so too can Spun to Run, and Pat on the Back fits. So we could have a really great race here. Network Effect, Look at the Bikinis, are uncoupled entry from the Brown Barn, both three-year-olds facing older, even though Network Effect beat older on 11-10 following a layoff. They both have a shot. 106 figures need improving. And Tale of Silence finished okay from 5th to 2nd behind Maximum Security in the Bold Ruler. It might be good for a piece. In the Cigar Mile, race 10 at Aqueduct, post 416 Eastern, 116 Pacific on Saturday, December 7th. Spun to Run, a very solid low odds overlay win bet at 9-5 or more. If you can get it, take it. A smaller win bet on Pat on the Back at 3-1 or more is called for. And again, use a Dutching tool if you make those bets. Exactus, Spun on the Run over Maximum Security and Pat on the Back. Then Spun on the Run over Maximum Security, Pat on the Back, Network Effect, Looking at Bikinis, and Tale of Silence. Then Spun to Run, Maximum Security, and Pat on the Back over Spun to Run, Maximum Security, Pat on the Back, Network Effect, Looking at Bikinis, and Tale of Silence. Trifecta, Spun to Run in first only over Maximum Security, Pat on the Back, Network Effect, Looking at Bikinis, and Tale of Silence in second, and the same five horses in third. Great day of wagering in Aqueduct. I hope you make a ton, and thanks so much for listening. Please check out my written version, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog, and while you're there, check out Amwager, sign up, become a member. It's a great online betting site. Good luck. Talk to you next week.